理课堂听 class.com
Practice TOEIC Test 2, Listening Comprehension. In this first section of the exam, your ability to understand spoken English will be tested. This section consists of four separate parts, each having its own directions. Part 1, Directions. For each item, there is a photograph in the book and four short sentences about it on the audio program. The sentences are not written out, so you must listen carefully. You must choose the one sentence, A, B, C, or D, that is the best description of what can be seen in the photograph. Then mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer on your answer sheet. Look at the example. You see this photograph. Listen to the four sentences. A.
He's waiting in a line.
B.
He's reading a newspaper.
C.
He's waving to someone.
D.
He's writing on a paper.
Choice C. He's waving to someone is the best description of what can be seen in the photograph. Now let's begin with question number one. Number one. Look at the photograph marked number one in your book. A.
He's shoveling snow off the walkway.
B.
He's washing the car.
C.
He's clearing the snow off the car's windshield.
D.
He's filling up the car with gasoline.
Number two. Look at the photograph marked number two in your book. A.
All of the tubes are empty.
B.
She is putting chemicals into the tub.
C.
The scientist is studying the rock.
D.
She is looking at the liquid in the test tube.
Number three. Look at the photograph marked number three in your book. A.
She is feeding the animals.
B.
She is sitting on the couch between her pets.
C.
The dog has chewed up the book.
D.
Pets are not allowed on the furniture.
Number four. Look at the photograph marked number four in your book. A.
He is taking photographs in his hotel room.
B.
He is examining a sheet of paper.
C.
He is lying on the floor looking at the documents.
D.
He has torn the papers into small pieces.
Go on to the next page. Number five. Look at the photograph marked number five in your book. A.
There are three footprints in the sand.
B.
Some people have left their shoes on the beach.
C.
There are some fingerprints on the glass.
D.
The boats are floating on the waves.
Number six. Look at the photograph marked number six in your book. A.
He is writing notes on the board.
B.
He is drilling a hole in the wood.
C.
The dentist is drilling a tooth.
D.
The man is dealing the cards.
Number seven. Look at the photograph marked number seven in your book. A.
The woman is making a point at a meeting.
B.
Everyone at the meeting is standing up.
C.
They are looking at the books on the shelves.
D.
The man with the computer is leading the discussion.
Number 8. Look at the photograph marked number 8 in your book. A.
She is waiting for a train on the platform.
B.
She is waving to someone through the window of the train.
C.
She is looking at herself in the mirror.
D.
She is reading a newspaper on the train.
Go on to the next page. Number 9. Look at the photograph marked number 9 in your book. A.
Someone is typing a report.
B.
The exit sign is above the doorway.
C.
Someone is signing the papers.
D.
A notice has been taped to the glass.
Number 10. Look at the photograph marked number 10 in your book. A.
The nurse is bandaging the man's foot.
B.
The man is trying on shoes in a shoe store.
C.
The woman is helping the man do his exercises.
D.
The man has broken the egg.
Number 11. Look at the photograph marked number 11 in your book. A.
One passenger is taking a nap in the front seat.
B.
One woman is pointing out something to the driver.
C.
The women are paying their taxes.
D.
The driver is pointing out sights along the road.
Number 12. Look at the photograph marked number 12 in your book. A.
Someone is closing the window.
B.
The towels are hanging outside the shower.
C.
Someone is cleaning the windows with cloths.
D.
The laundry has been hung out on a line to dry.
Go on to the next page. Number 13. Look at the photograph marked number 13 in your book. A.
The sports car is winning the race.
B.
All the cars have stopped for a traffic light.
C.
The sign extends over the highway.
D.
All the cars must get into a single lane.
Number 14. Look at the photograph marked number 14 in your book. A.
Two skyscrapers tower over the city.
B.
The two metal structures are standing in an open field.
C.
The factories are pouring smoke into the sky.
D.
A crowd is forming in the park.
Number 15. Look at the photograph marked number 15 in your book. A.
He is wearing a pair of sandals.
B.
He is cutting the cake and serving coffee.
C.
He is opening his birthday present.
D.
He is blowing out the candles on the cake.
Number 16. Look at the photograph marked number 16 in your book. A.
She's pedaling the bike up the hill.
B.
She is running past the fountain.
C.
She's hiking down the hillside.
D.
She's walking through a dense forest.
Go on to the next page. Number 17. Look at the photograph marked number 17 in your book. A.
She is carrying her laundry over her shoulder.
B.
She is washing the clothes by hand.
C.
She is reading the sign in the shop window.
D.
She is loading the laundry onto a truck.
Number 18. Look at the photograph marked number 18 in your book. A.
She is coloring with crayons.
B.
She is hanging a picture on the wall.
C.
She is eating lunch in a cafeteria.
D.
She is cleaning off the table.
Number 19. Look at the photograph marked number 19 in your book. A.
The waiter is wearing sunglasses.
B.
Everyone is looking at the waiter.
C.
One man is drinking ice water.
D.
The waiter is carrying glasses on a tray.
Number 20. Look at the photograph marked number 20 in your book. A.
The astronomers are studying the stars in the night sky.
B.
The telescope is on an observation platform overlooking the city.
C.
There's a television tower on top of the building.
D.
The old cannon is located in front of the building.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question asked on the audio program. After that, you will hear three possible responses to the question. Each question and response is given only once and is not written out in your book, so listen carefully. Then mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer to the question on your answer sheet. Listen to a sample. You hear,
"Where have you been, Steve?"
You then hear, A.
At the gymnasium.
B.
Very well, thanks.
C.
Yes, I have.
Choice A, at the gymnasium, is the best response to the question, "Where have you been, Steve?" You should mark A on your answer sheet. Number 21.
When is your report due?
A.
No, I'm not the one who did it.
B.
I put it in my briefcase.
C.
The deadline is the end of the month.
Number 22.
Why don't we give Marie a call?
A.
I think it's too late to call her tonight.
B.
She liked the present you gave her.
C.
Because I needed some information from her.
Number 23.
Are you free now, or would you rather talk later?
A.
No, you'll have to pay for it.
B.
I'd rather talk in person than send a letter.
C.
Right now is fine.
Number 24.
Haven't you already seen this movie?
A.
Yes, but I don't mind watching it again.
B.
I don't know where it's playing.
C.
Yes, we're all ready to go.
Number 25.
Whose camera did you borrow?
A.
If you want to use it, that's fine.
B.
My sister lent it to me.
C.
I took a picture of my friend.
Number 26.
I took a wrong turn back there, didn't I?
A.
No, I think you're still going the right way.
B.
Sure, you can take one if you want.
C.
It shouldn't take too long to get there.
Number 27.
How's the soup?
A.
It's not as hot as I'd like it to be.
B.
No, I have my own soap, thanks.
C.
No, I'd prefer a salad, please.
Number 28.
Where did you get that houseplant?
A.
I'd put it by the window, I think.
B.
The house is on 3rd Avenue.
C.
At the florist shop around the corner.
Number 29.
Do you know if Ms. Remo is in her office?
A.
Second door on your right.
B.
I think so. Just knock on her door.
C.
Of course I know Ms. Remo.
Number 30.
How late do you serve breakfast here?
A.
Relax. You can get breakfast here 24 hours a day.
B.
I'll have fruit, toast, and coffee.
C.
At around 8, usually.
Number 31.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
A.
Yes, we met at a convention several years ago.
B.
Anywhere you want.
C.
No, I don't know where it is.
Number 32.
How does this hotel suit you?
A.
Probably in the hotel laundry.
B.
This suit fits very well.
C.
Great location, comfortable rooms. It's perfect.
Number 33.
Would you please ask the people in the next apartment to turn down their music?
A.
They like jazz and pop music.
B.
Sure. Sorry to disturb you.
C.
All right, but I doubt it will do any good.
Number 34.
I wonder why traffic is so light today.
A.
Because it's a local holiday.
B.
Yes, anyone could lift it.
C.
Because it's so dark.
Number 35.
Do you prefer an aisle seat or a window seat?
A.
Yes. In fact, I think I'll need even more oil to fix it.
B.
Might as well give me an aisle seat. There's nothing to see on this flight.
C.
That will be fine, thanks.
Number 36.
Do you ever use black and white film?
A.
I'll have the black one, please.
B.
No, I always use color film.
C.
No, I really don't like old movies.
Number 37.
Which line should I stand in if I want to get a visa?
A.
Either line will do.
B.
Your visa is good for 6 months.
C.
You'll definitely need a visa.
Number 38.
Your new laptop computer is smaller than your old one, isn't it?
A.
Right. This one is much older.
B.
That's true. My new one is a laptop.
C.
Yes, and it's much lighter, too.
Number 39.
Is the committee meeting still going to be in room 8?
A.
No, my roommate isn't on the committee.
B.
No, it was moved to room 119.
C.
The committee is still planning to meet today.
Number 40.
Which side of the street is the new plant going to be on?
A.
On the left side as you're driving north.
B.
It's on Walnut Street.
C.
Trees were planted on both sides of the street.
Number 41.
What a wonderful apartment you found.
A.
It's a two-bedroom apartment.
B.
It's on the third floor.
C.
Thanks. I think it's nice, too.
Number 42.
Is this a new line of products?
A.
Sure. Get in line right behind me.
B.
No, we've been selling it for several years now.
C.
Just sign here on the bottom line.
Number 43.
I'm from Toronto. How about you?
A.
I'm just fine, thanks.
B.
I'm from a town near Chicago.
C.
Yes, I'd love to go there.
Number 44.
Do you happen to have any business cards with you?
A.
I work for an accounting firm.
B.
I think I have some in my briefcase. Let me check.
C.
No, this is my own car.
Number 45.
How long have you had that cold?
A.
For a few more days, but then it will get warmer.
B.
No, it feels comfortable in here to me.
C.
For over 2 weeks, I can't seem to get rid of it.
Number 46.
Do you know what this word means?
A.
I'd love to travel all over the world.
B.
No, I've never even seen that word before.
C.
No, I have no idea what he meant.
Number 47.
How come you're so late?
A.
Almost an hour.
B.
By bus.
C.
I got stuck in traffic.
Number 48.
Do you have a little room left in your suitcase?
A.
No, it's completely full.
B.
No, the room is on the right, not the left.
C.
No, actually my room was surprisingly large.
Number 49.
What time is it in London now?
A.
It must be about 9 in the evening there.
B.
I'm going to be there for about 4 days.
C.
I always have a wonderful time when I go to London.
Number 50.
Don't you just hate that song?
A. Yes, it's quite nice.
B.
Yes, it is rather annoying.
C.
No, I didn't eat anything.